Today is Thursday, October 5th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Apple Betty Day. It looks like an apple crumble to me. It's also National Rhode Island Day, National Get Funky Day, which I don't think I'm capable of anymore. Or maybe, you know, maybe I was never capable of getting funky. I'm a white guy, you know? And now I'm 45, so even less able to get funky. So as much as nothing really happens in my house, you know, or in my life, you know, to talk about on this podcast, I just the same themes happen over and over again. And so sometimes I feel like I'm digging at the bottom of the barrel. So like yesterday's show was really, I feel like it was very chaotic because I was just like randomly having thoughts come into my head and say them. But at the same time, we're very busy. Mark and I, we were just going over our calendar for the next 2 months. Mainly weekends, because I mean, during the week, you're working. You know, unless you're on vacation, you're working during the week. So you can't really count that. Although even during the week, I have orchestra rehearsals on Wednesdays. You know, I record this podcast. I cook every day or most nights when I come home. I know those are just chores, but still, I mean, it keeps you busy, right? I understand what older people say about life being so busy and flying by, because when you're a kid, other than going to school, you really have nothing. Even in college, you know, unless you have to have a job, which a lot of people do, I understand that. But if you're one of those college kids, students that's fortunate enough to just go to college, and that's all you're doing is studying and hanging out with friends. Other than you're in class maybe 3 or 4 hours a day, maybe 5. And of course, you need to study and you need to do things like that, but you can study while hanging out with friends, go to the student union, hang out on a couch, you know, whatever, pretend you're studying, etc. I hear Sydney in the back. Sydney wanted to come up here with me. And I close the door. I close the door to the studio when I'm recording because Mark makes noise downstairs, and I'm trying to have as quiet of an environment as I can. And I told her, I said, don't come up here with me because I'm going to close the door. She didn't listen. She came up here with me anyway, and I closed the door. She didn't have any toys up here, so she has nothing to play with. And she's panting really loud. You guys are not hearing it, but it was just bugging me. But now she laid down. Maybe lay down. Okay. So, anyway, we were discussing our plan. So, like, this weekend, Sydney has a vet appointment, and that's pretty much it, but we have our restaurant of the week on Saturday, so that's this weekend. I believe next weekend is some Pokemon event. The weekend after that is my haircut, so I'll be gone for a full day. The weekend after that is the weekend we're going to Pink. So we're going to Pink on Friday. We'll be in Kansas City on Saturday. The 4th, we're flying to Chicago, which is the next weekend. The next weekend is free for the time being. Then the 18th is my haircut again, and we have a birthday party for one of the Filipino friends. And then the 25th is Thanksgiving weekend. So, you know, we have to do something with the family. And then the first 3 Sundays of December are my Christmas shows, and Daniel and Zach are coming on the 9th, I believe, which I want them to come. I'm just saying, like, all of this. And then on the 2nd, 9th, and 16th, and then the 23rd, I have a haircut. And then it's Christmas, and then we'll have a New Year's party. The next weekend, like on Sunday, So busy, 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 busy. And we were going to get a dog. But how do you get a dog when you're so busy and we're going to be out of town 3 or 4 times and we're going to be, you know, Mark is going to start working at work 5 days a week because they have basically said, okay, you guys, you have to come back 5 days a week now. And so we're so busy. I'm like, when are we going to have time to get a dog? Because we have to train this dog. And, you know, and when we're both gone, you know, we're both at work all day long and we're, I mean, normal other people get dogs. So, but when we're out of town, it's hard because where are we going to leave the dog? We don't want to leave our brand new baby puppy at a boarding place. And like I said before, I don't want my parents to have to keep our brand new puppy. The thing is, though, we don't even know what type of dog we're going to get. Mark is just saying, you know, let's just get another Shih Tzu because rather than having to decide a new breed and figure out if we like that breed, we know we had good luck with Sydney other than, you know, some of her craziness like eating poop. And she doesn't do that anymore, thank goodness. Eating poop and eating rocks, eating things. She still tries to eat rocks occasionally. So, you know, there is that, but. But he's like, you know, we know the breed. We already have one. Let's just go ahead and get another Shih Tzu. So I don't know. I guess we're going to start looking. But I think we should probably wait until January. Because honestly, you know, January, even though it's cold outside and it's rainier and possibly snowier and stuff like that, at least we're going to be, we don't usually travel a lot in January and February. So at least that gives us a couple of months at home where we can get the dog trained before we go on any major trips. I mean, I'm saying that I want to do a cruise in the winter because I want to go to like Australia, New Zealand in their summertime. And I think it could be a cruise because that kills 2 birds with 1 stone. The problem with that though is Mark won't have the PTO and we normally travel for our anniversary, which is in the summer. So I don't know. First world problems, right? First world problems is all I've got to say. But yeah. So anyway, I don't know when we're going to get a dog, but maybe it's going to be a Shih Tzu. Could be a Maltese is another one that I used to have a Maltese when I was younger. And the problem with that is, though, they have white hair. So not only is it long hair, unless you give them like a puppy cut, which you can do. I'm opposed to it, but you can do it. But they also have white long hair. And so then it gets yellow around their mouth if you don't bathe them often enough. And like, it's just, it's a thing, right? It can be so pretty if you really groom them and keep them clean. But you know, if not, they look really muddy. Mutty. M-U-T-T-Y. Also muddy. M-U-D-D-Y. If they get in the dirt. I told Mark, I said, is there such a thing as a black Maltese? And he said, yeah, it's a Shih Tzu. I'm not sure if that's true. I mean, I know Maltese are generally white. But, I think there are because the color is not. A true black Maltese is extremely rare and not a recognized color within the breed standard. The presence of a black coat in a Maltese usually indicates the influence of another breed in its lineage. So, I guess not, but I'm wondering, like, are all Maltese? I'm going to ask ChatGPT. Chat, are all Maltese dogs white? Maltese dogs are well known for their long, flowing white coats, and according to the breed standard, they should be solid white. However, some Maltese dogs may have light lemon or tan hints or markings on their ears, which is often not preferred. So yeah, I guess they're all white. Anyway, I used to have a Maltese when I was growing up, and I would love to have a Maltese again, but I mean, they're basically Shih Tzus, right? I mean, I don't know. Anyway, so we're talking about that. I don't know when we're going to do it. We've got to start looking at that. And then, you know, there's a million other things just house related. Like we've talked about, we need to do some sort of landscaping. By the way, our flowers right now are beautiful. All of our flowers, they've lasted all summer in the front flower beds. And the window box that I screwed in back in February or March. And they're just loving the cooler temperatures as we're getting into fall. I know they're all going to die like once it freezes, but they're all blooming still. Like, just really pretty flowers out there. The only other thing I wanted to say is I made a puree on Tuesday night that was so good. It was a carrot puree. I sauteed carrots, onions, and garlic. And then after they got soft, I pureed them in my Vitamix, added a little bit of water and sugar and salt and garlic powder. And it was so good. Brown sugar. And it was so good. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.